Heavenly Father, creator of all things, I humble myself as I pray this prayer. Father God, thank you for having done all the things that you've done for me in the past and all the good things that you're going to do for me in the future. I thank you most of all for the bad times that I've had in my life. For if I had not had those bad times, I would not know you as I know you now. Father God, thank you for having people to care for the orphans, for providing shelter to the homeless all over this earth. Thank you, Father, for caring for us. Thank you for caring for those people who are less fortunate than I. Thank you for providing people to care for the physically and the mentally disabled people all over the world. And I thank you, Father, for blessing us here in Detroit. Blessing us, Detroiters, to keep and maintain all of its assets, no matter who comes up against us to try to take those items away from us. And I'm talking about outsiders that do not live in the city of Detroit. And Father God, as I end this prayer, I ask that you protect us in the United States of America. Protect President Obama, his wife, children, his administration. Protect us, protect him and his administration from all hurt, harm, and dangers. Father, protect them from the brood vipers and haters of this world as well as in the United States. And protect me too and your sheep who are listening. Hi there. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. For the next 24 minutes or so, maybe 20 minutes, I want you to sit back, relax, and listen. After you have gotten your three P's, that is your pen or pencil and paper, there may be something that I say this evening that you might want to jot down. And of course, I want you to always have your Bible with you. I will be talking about why I have this program, as well as I may introduce a Bible scripture that you want to write down later. Also, what I want you to get for yourself is a glass of water, maybe tea. No alcohol, please. I do not know how long I will do this show. I hope to do at least 4 shows. Remember, I want you to get your 3 P's ready whenever I have this program. And I'm scheduled to come on Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. Again, have your 3 P's ready as well as your beverage. Sit down and listen to me. Possibly you've had a hard day, whether it's work or at home, taking care of your children. This first show, I want to talk about the 2 reasons why I have this program on the talk radio. One, I understand that it's free airtime. And 2, this show will allow me to become obedient and do what I believe God has told me to do, and that is feed his sheep and minister unto the people. I was given 2 dreams years past. I will start out with that second dream because it was so unusual. I had gone to bed around 10 o'clock at night, and I fell off to sleep, and I went into this dream where I heard, minister unto the people. Well, I sat straight up in my bed because I did not want it to be like that first dream that I had where it told me to feed my sheep. I got up and I watched television for about 4 hours or so. I watched until about 4:30 that morning. Then I went back to bed. And believe this or not, I hope you will. When I fell asleep, that dream picked up again. It was like a continuation dream where it said, minister unto my people. Fear not, I will be with you. At that, I just got up out of the bed and I went and sat in my easy chair. And I fell asleep. Of course, I had to get up a little bit later and go to work. But I just did not want to have a dream like the Feed My Sheep dream. And I'm going to tell you the Feed My Sheep dream in a moment. Well, I'll tell it to you now because that's the reason why I have this program most of all. Again, I want to be obedient to what I believe the good Lord has called me to do. The dreams, the Feed My Sheep dream starts like this. I found myself in a gloomy, gray, dreary place. The weather was mild because I did not have a sweater or coat on. I was just walking around at the base of a mountain. But when I looked up at this mountain, it was a mountain of throwaway babies. I looked at my skin. My arms and my hands were dirty. The clothes I had on were filthy. God was there along with other invisible people. I met up with them. I could see them, and I know that they were there. I said, God, I don't belong here. God calmly says to me, feed my sheep. God, you know my voice trembles when I speak in public. I do not want to do it. I don't want to embarrass myself, I say. There was nothing but silence for a minute or so, except for babies being thrown onto a mountain of babies, making it huge. Some babies were alive. Most babies were dead. Some of the live babies were making their way to the top of the mountain of throwaway babies, because once you got to the top of the mountain, you would escape to a better place. I knew I could climb that mountain and get out of this place, I say to myself. And the next thing I know, I'm climbing a mountain of babies. And I hear one of the invisible beings say, I told you she was a Laodicea. Well, I heard that. Laodicea. I asked myself, what is a Laodicea? I made it to the top of the mountain of babies. I was happy I could do that. As I was about to step off the mountain, I looked down and I misstepped. I slid down the mountain of babies to where God still stood. It seems as if he was waiting for me. I was too tired to try to climb the mountain again, but I knew that I would. In a panicking, begging voice, I say, God, get me out of here. He says, feed my sheep. I look at my dirty self. I look and see every few seconds a baby being tossed, thrown, pitched onto the mountain of babies, making the mountain higher and higher. God, please, if not for me, stop this for the babies. God was about to say to me again, but I stopped him. I said, don't say it the third time. I don't want to be like Peter, who denied Jesus, and on the third time, the cock crowed. Now, you can find that in John chapter 18, verse 27. There was silence again, except for the sound of babies being tossed onto the mountain. Sip. I look at God for a minute or less. I look at the mountain, and I look at the babies keep coming in. Zip, zip, zip. I said, well, all right. And instantly, my skin was clean. The clothes I had on were white. I was happy again. Gone was the mountain of throwaway babies. And I was out of that place. Now remember, you heard that dream from me, and I intend to write a book about it one of these days. You can repeat it to anyone, but just don't write about it, because I intend to write about it. I think that God gives dreams to different people, but I think he just gave me that dream exclusively. I lay in my bed, and I'm thinking, I finally understand what Jesus was praying in the book of Luke, chapter 22 and 42, when Jesus knelt down and prayed in the Mount of Olives. Father, if it is your will, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. finally, I understand the cup is the assignment that was given to Jesus. And like me, Jesus didn't want to do it. My cup is to feed his sheep and minister unto the people. That's my assignment. And I didn't want to do it. It took me 27 years to get to this point. So I get out of my bed, and I find a dictionary and a piece of paper, and I write the word Laodicea. I spell it out, Laodicean. To my surprise, I spelled the word correctly. And the word is an actual word in the dictionary. The word is found in the New Testament of the Bible, in the book of Revelations, chapter 3, verses 14 through 22. I'm going to read to you right now what it says. Now, again, what I want you to do, hopefully you'll have your Bible, and I'm going to read what it says, starting at chapter 14. Again, we're in the book of Revelations, chapter 3, verse 14. It reads, "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works. Thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased in goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white garment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint your eyes with eyesalve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be jealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what says the Spirit unto the churches." So that's what I am about. I'm about being obedient to the will of God. In that scripture that I've just read, it says, as many as I love, I rebuke. And believe me, I have been rebuked so many times. And rebuke means to be criticized, to be checked or reprimanded. It also says that you've been chastened. And chasing is another way. That's usually punishment by beating. I think that what the good Lord wants me to do, listeners, is to tell you all not to abort your children. Now, I know that abortion is big business, and I'm not trying to persuade anyone to become religious. It's just that I think that I want to be obedient, and to the best of my ability, I'm being that now. I'm talking about human life. we cannot change what was done yesterday, but we can possibly affect tomorrow if we are faced with the consequences of unprotected sexual intercourse, such as pregnancy. And I tell you to keep your baby. The Bible says to repent. The story that I just read in Revelation chapter 3 and verses 14 through 22. I repent. I used to tell people, it's a law. The law says that you can abort your child, but I will not tell you that now, because abortion, I think, is murder. And again, I know it's big business, and I'm not trying to step on anyone's toes. I'm just telling you that don't do it. You have a choice to make. And I was also told once when I was telling this story before, I heard just as plain as I'm talking to you, that if you abort your child and that baby dies, then you have chosen your own death. Now, I believe in when you die, your body goes into the earth, but your spirit goes to heaven. And getting back to the consequences of unprotected sex, you can get an STD. That's a sexual transmitted disease. You've heard people say, well, what you don't know won't hurt you. Well, I say that is not true. AIDS will kill you. Now, once we're born, we know that we're going to die. But if you get AIDS, your death comes sooner than later. I remember reading an article in the 1970s from a magazine that came out of California, where it says that life begins at conception. Once a woman's ovum joins with a man's sperm, that's when life begins. Listen, my sheep, we are of this world, but we're not supposed to do everything in this world. And for years, I've wondered why would the Lord have me to feed his sheep and minister unto his people, where he has so many shepherds already in the field feeding the flock. And it came to me that they have a different assignment than the one that I have, just like Jesus had an assignment, and he fulfilled his assignment. So that's why I want to tell you, we cannot always do what the world wants us to do. Listen, let me ask you, do you want to live? You want to live. Aren't you glad? Are you not glad that your mother brought you into this world? Well, why can't you do the same? Bring your child that the good Lord has blessed you with into this world. God is concerned. He doesn't want you murdering your child from your womb. Sometimes I wonder if there will be more men in heaven than women. We are making mistakes. I'm trying to tell you, do not do what the world says you can do. Even though the law says that you can do that, you can abort your child up to a certain point. Well, I tell you, don't do it. From this day on, after you've heard what I hope I have listeners out there. I'm told that I would have listeners. I hope that I have listeners, and I hope that someone calls in and speaks. Well, I will not take any calls, simply because God told me to feed his sheep. He did not tell me to take telephone calls. And that's what I'm going to do. As long as I can, I'm going to feed his sheep. Now, as a closing prayer, I want to leave this sheep with a closing prayer. Father God, thank you for allowing me this time on the air. And they say, this is too good to be true because I don't have to pay for this airtime. And I thank you for that. But Father God, I ask that you protect me and your sheep all over this world. Keep us from temptation. Keep us from doing things that are evil. And bless us, Lord. Bless me to be able to come back and talk with your sheep next week at this time. Allow me to come back, and I'll say, as the old folks used to say, if the creek don't rise, I'll see you next time. And take this with you. Wherever you go, take the Lord along with you, whatever you do, to say, come on, Jesus, hold my hand. Until next time, I leave you with the song, Jesus is Love, by Lionel Richie and the Commodores.
Won't let you down.